All right, we're back now with Dave Curley. He's the Rockport High School boys soccer coach. And Dave, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Rick. It's nice to talk to you and Tim. Thanks for the call.
Well, you know, it's such a weird time, but Rockport boys soccer getting ready to do it again. It's funny, I was talking with Jared Scarpacci up in Masco, and he was mentioning the success of Rockport High's boys soccer team and so on. And you guys, year in and year out, somehow seem to be at the top of the heap with the fewest kids. So how's it looking this year, Dave?
Well, we haven't been at the top of the heap, but we're very competitive. And it is getting increasingly more difficult, Rick, to compete, given our numbers in the KPN League. And primarily, it isn't so much the numbers, and I'm sure other coaches would agree. You're seeing more specialization in sports now. You're seeing kids spending more time on baseball players in the off season playing AAU ball around almost, 12 months out of the year, or basketball players the same way, hockey players the same way, and of course, soccer players. And being a small school that we are, it is the nice thing about it is if you come out for the team, you're going to be on the team. Now, whether you play or not, you've got to really, work hard and earn yourself a starting spot. But we're not turning anybody away. We don't have tryouts. We basically have sign-ups. Last year's squad, I'll give you an example, we had 24 kids on our varsity squad, and of those 24, we did not have one club soccer player in the mix. They were all two- and three-sport athletes. We had 14 kids that played three sports, and all but four of the kids played two sports. And those four kids that weren't playing, that were only playing soccer, they were also avid surfers and skiers, and they would consider those to be their second and third sports. So we're competitive, Rick, because we have athletes. We have kids that come out, and they like to compete. They're used to being on teams. They're almost always really good team players, and they're athletic. But it's getting harder to compete with those really highly skilled teams. Jared's team up in Masco, if he's got a 20-man, 22-man roster there, I would be willing to bet half of them are playing club soccer and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, Tim, you support the multi-sport athlete.
Oh, I always do, because, those are the kids primarily that over the course of the season hit their stride earlier. They're less likely to get hurt, because throughout the season they're using all their different muscle groups, and so they're definitely much better conditioned. Would you agree with that, Dave?
I would agree with you completely, Tim. And what I would add to that is, without naming names, teams that we play in the Baker Division twice, I usually say to our guys, you know what? That team is probably as good as it's going to be all season long. We're going to get better. When we play them the next time, boys, we're going to be much better, because they're athletes, and, during the summer they're chasing a basketball around, or they're chasing a hockey puck around, and they're not playing as much soccer as some of the club players are. And they, as the season goes on, we generally get better, and, their skills get better and better. And like you said, they come in in good shape, and we are able to compete early on because of that. Could be a little interesting this fall, though. Could be the physicality of the game, I think, is going to be diminished as a result of some of the COVID rules, and that, I think, lends, the skilled player is going to, I think, maybe have a little bit of an advantage this fall.
One of the things that I found with the multi-sport athlete and the kids, as you mentioned, that there are a lot of kids now that will focus on one sport all the way along, is that it really can have a detrimental effect, because and I encountered it when I was coaching baseball, is you've got kids that you expect them to be at your practice, you expect them to be at your games. And all of a sudden, they're bugging off because, they've got an AAU game, or they have an AAU practice, and it's like, no, you're playing on this team. Well, you know, I got to go play for that one. And that just irks me because the parents allow them to do it.
And well,
if
if
you hold it against the kids, you get called on the carpet as the coach.
Yeah, well, the parent's paying for it. That's why the parent's encouraging it. He's paying for the kid to be in that program. And fortunately, the bona fide team member rule, the MIA bona fide team member rule, helps somewhat now. They gave up, the MIA gave up at one point, as you recall, Tim, during the season, you played that sport and only that sport. And, right. And then they opened it up and allowed kids to play other sports during their high school season. A fall soccer player could be playing Sunday baseball, but the bona fide team rule member now is you can't miss practice or a game for a non, high school team event. If they're doing that, then they're subject to an MIA rule where they actually lose one quarter of their game. So that isn't as much of a problem as it could potentially be, but I think you hit the nail on the head earlier, Tim, in terms of the repetitive use. You've got kids that are using those same muscles over and over and over again, and I'll speak to soccer. You've got kids finishing up the season in the fall, and then they're going and they're playing indoors, and then when the spring hits, as soon as the snow melts, they're off on a turf field in March and April, and they're playing there. And it's just, particularly with high school kids, 14 to 18, some of them are, those tendons, those soft tissues are still growing. Their bones are growing like crazy, and the soft tissues can't keep up with it. And they're ending up with all kinds of, Achilles tendonitis and patella tendonitis and Osgood flatters, those type of repetitive injuries. So what you were saying earlier, I think, is so important, that different sports use different muscles, and yet they go hand in hand. You know, I've got a bunch of my guys that are on the soccer team play baseball and hockey, and they see a lot of, the similarities in the sports. They're so different, and yet some of the concepts of, 2v1 and creating overloads and the team play, and it, they do go hand in hand.
You know, the other thing, Dave, that just came to mind is these kids are playing so many sports, and sometimes, they're doubling up on the season. Like you said, they're playing baseball in the spring, but then they're in these AAU programs, and they're playing games all year round, and there's multiple sports throughout the year. Is you run into the danger, and again, I've seen it several times, kids just simply burn out.
You're absolutely right, and I'll tell you, we had about 7-8 years ago, we had two outstanding, really, really skilled soccer players that were fortunate enough to be able to play Division I soccer, and they played year-round. They were year-round soccer players, outstanding athletes. They would have been three-sport athletes in Rockport, probably would have been all-stars in two of them. Certainly in soccer, and then one of the others. But they loved soccer, and they thought that's what they wanted to do. Tim, they both stopped playing after their freshman year in college, and they both said, they were burnt. They had had enough.
Yeah, I remember a kid when I was coaching down in Maryland from one of the local teams, outstanding young pitcher. But by the end of his senior year, he had a sore arm, and he just didn't want to play anymore. He had had it.
Dave, I got to ask you here. We're a little short on time here. Can you tell me a little bit about the projections for you guys this year, who you got maybe as captains or who your leaders might be, and,
sure.
And when you guys get underway?
We get underway a week from Saturday at Hamilton Wynnum. Everybody, I believe, is playing that. I think it's October the 3rd is our first match. We're playing a 10-game schedule. We're a little thinner than we were last year. We had a junior-senior dominated squad last year, and we had 10 seniors that graduated that were all involved in the program for a couple of years. We have 10 juniors coming back that can all play, but it drops off after that. We're not as deep as we were last year, but the good thing is that those returning juniors and a couple of the sophomores that are now juniors are ready to go and are going to be able to compete. And given the four 20-minute blocks now, we're playing 20-minute quarters, not two halves, 20-minute halves. We will be able to, if we're a little thinner, we will be able to, you know, catch that rest. In the goal, we've got an all-star coming back, senior captain Camden Wheeler, and he's arguably one of the top three goalies in the league, and there are three or four really good goalies in the league, and he's a returning all-star. In front of him is an all-league player, Austin Matus. He's a five-year player on our varsity team,
Wow. And
he's started since he was a freshman. He was an all-league center back last year, and he returned. So we're pretty solid in the middle of our defense there. We've got some seniors that were juniors last year in backup roles that will fill in now as in the wing back positions. Noah Cook and Jamison Wren. So we're pretty solid in the back. In midfield, we graduated two all-star inside midfielders, and they're being replaced by underclassmen. And that's where we're a little thin, and that's the engine room. But Benin Murdoch is a junior, played a lot of minutes last year, and he's a junior captain. He'll anchor that down, and we'll build around him with Michael Nasella, who was a backup last year as a freshman. But he's a big, strong sophomore now, and he was a strong freshman last year. Got valuable minutes. Up top, we've got two seniors coming back, two juniors that played a lot of minutes for us, Sam Lamont and Kyle Beal up top. And so we're pretty solid down the middle of the field with a little inexperience in the central midfield, but the players in front of them and in back of them are pretty solid. And then on the outside, we've got junior Colby Kelly and senior Frew Rowan. They are fast and strong, and they both can finish. So that's a pretty solid group to build from, and then we'll fill in with some of our, you know, younger backups from last year that didn't get a lot of time, and at least they know our system, and they'll be good to go.
Coach, I look forward to talking to you again soon, seeing you on the waterfront, if not on the field, and I hope this is the most fun, the happiest, most fun season that you guys have ever had.
Well, we feel that way right now. We're just excited to play and to be out there running around, chasing that ball, and we consider ourselves very fortunate and appreciate. You know, I think you're right. We're more appreciative of this season than probably any other one we've had.
I know. Hey, Dave, thanks so much, man. Stay safe.
Okay, Tim, Rick, great talking to you both.
Talk to you later. Thank you.
Thanks,
that is Rockport High School boys soccer coach Dave Curley.